Saturday afternoon. Emmanuel Barbari with you. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call as we approach. We're already kind of in the best time of the year. You got baseball, football, same time, winning football, winning baseball. It's a feel-good Saturday here on The Fan. We'll take you up until 3 o'clock, and it's Rutgers football. We've got Connor Green producing the show. After another great, tight Yankee win last night, that's been a theme lately. These tight wins, these character-building wins, as the Yankees have developed momentum at the perfect time of the season. The only thing I think that can get in the Yankees' way from here until the end of October, here until where they want to go, and a World Series championship. The only thing I think can truly get in the way, and I was thinking about this a lot watching the game last night, watching the Yankees pull another one out. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't pretty. It doesn't need to be. And it hasn't been lately. But the Yankees have caught steam, caught fire at the right time. The only thing I think that can get in their way, it's themselves. 888-808-1019. Because when I look at this Yankee team up and down, and I felt this in my gut since the early months, even late March into early April, Yankees get off to that sizzling start into that brilliant month of May, which they rode off for a couple of months where they struggled and then caught steam again. Made some tweaks at the trade deadline. They figured out what works in the bullpen. They've caught fire at the right time of the season. But early on, you felt it deep down. This team could be onto something. This team could have the right balance, the right pieces, the right mix to win it all. But there have been trials, there have been tribulations, and there has been the one thing that just creeps into your mind that could stop them from winning a World Series for the first time in 15 years. And it's themselves. It's the fundamentals. It's the defensive problems, the base running blunders, maybe overthinking roster decisions. Those are the only factors that I look at with this Yankee team and think that can hold them back. Because look at every lever that we would evaluate going into the postseason, right? And I'm a broken record on this. When I look at a team and think about how confident I am in that team, I look at the same areas each and every time, especially with the Yankees the last few years. There's the starting pitching, there is a bullpen, and there's the lineup. Not only talent-wise, but construction, depth, mix, flow, all of those elements with the lineup. And I look at this team, and this is why I think the only thing that can stop them is themselves. Not any opponent, not any crazy exterior factor. It's interior. It's themselves. The starting pitching, how is the Yankees starting pitching honestly going to hold them up? It's as strong as it's been. Gerrit Cole goes 9 last night. 9. After not going 7 this entire season, even though he's been mostly really good lately outside of the Boston start. Gerrit Cole goes 9. He's rounding into postseason form. He's your ace. He's the guy you want taking the ball twice in a 5-game series, or maybe even 3 times in a 7-game series. Gerrit Cole is going to lead the way as you diagrammed it and wanted the last few years, but now there's a better team that he can lead. Gerrit Cole is your ace. Carlos Rodon waiting right behind him. He's starting tonight, going for his 16th win of the year. What a bounce back season it's been for Carlos Rodon. When you think of what he went through last year, when you think of the injuries and the start and stop and the struggle and the ineffectiveness, Carlos Rodon has been mostly outside of a 5-start real rough patch. Carlos Rodon has been a rock, and he's that guy you want in a game 2 scenario. So this rotation is set up. Cole, Rodon, and I don't overthink it. I go to Luis Gil in game 3, who outside of Gerrit Cole catching the fire we want him to, Luis Gil's been your best starter all year. And I'd feel more than confident throwing him game 3 in the postseason. And that gives you a starting pitching surplus where Schmidt and Nestor, who are more than worthy of starting in a playoff game, they're likely relegated to the bullpen or some sort of piggyback scenario. So the starting pitching isn't sinking this team. That's one of the reasons I look at the only factor that can hold the Yankees back being themselves. The starting pitching is in place. You have a surplus there, and the back end of your rotation is going to help you in a big-time way out of the bullpen. Let's go to the lineup. How can the lineup hold them back? As opposed to recent years and the Yankees and their quest for this championship, I look at this as the deepest, the healthiest, the most balanced lineup the Yankees are going to go into the postseason with. And health, even though other teams always deal with injuries, health actually is the biggest key here. The Yankees are whole. And outside of a few guys struggling lately, which you're not too concerned about because they've locked up their postseason spot, you just need this final week, some of the guys to get right and to get grooving. This lineup is imposing. I think this is the deepest, most balanced Yankee lineup since their last championship in 2009. Righty-lefty split, balance, flow, and of course you have the two best hitters in baseball back-to-back in that lineup. And you know that they can game break, series break. Judge could take care of a game. Soto could take care of a game. They could get hot at the same time, which actually, that seemingly happens all the time this year. They get hot and cold at the same exact time. It's kind of funny, Judge and Soto and how they coincide. But you have the two best hitters in baseball, back-to-back. You have every possibility that Giancarlo Stanton is going to go crazy once again in the postseason because we know how streaky he can be. Glaber's been perfect to top that lineup. Jazz Chisholm, a tremendous addition. He has that flair and, importantly, another lefty bat. Austin Wells, who struggled a bit lately, but has been incredible all year. He's going to fix right in the middle of that order behind Aaron Judge. And I look at it like anything from the Anthony's, it's a plus. It's gravy. You get something from Anthony Rizzo with the bat, it's a plus. Anthony Volpe with the bat, it's a plus. And we saw a three-hit day. Big deal from Anthony Volpe last night in Oakland. And that speed element with Volpe, with Jazz, there is a balance and a flow to this lineup that you have not had in recent years. So I don't look at the lineup as something that's going to hold the Yankees back in October. I don't look at the starting pitching as something that's going to hold the Yankees back in October, barring something unforeseen. 888-808-1019, the number to call. 888-808-1019. So what else could realistically hold this team back outside of fundamentals or self-inflicted wounds, defense and base running, and maybe overthinking a roster decision? What could hold them back? And in recent weeks, you would probably point at the bullpen and some of the issues with Clay Holmes, but that even has subsided. Luke Weaver has been otherworldly lately. He's been great all year. He's been a revelation, but otherworldly lately, when you think of this heater he's got on, not tabbed as the closer per se, but deep down, we look at Luke Weaver as the closer. And whatever role he's put in, he has been dominant. He has been insanely good. So you got Luke Weaver leading that pack. Tommy Canley's still there, and he's been underrated all season long. He's been tremendous. Jake Cousins' been a brilliant find, and you just hope it's a minor injury, and by all accounts it seems to be. Ian Hamilton, this is huge. Ian Hamilton coming back into this bullpen and looking like the Ian Hamilton of beginning of last year, not beginning of this year, when he struggled a bit and was hurt. Ian Hamilton is a massive weapon you're adding to the depth of this bullpen. And Tim Hill, we talk fines. What a fine Tim Hill has been from the left side. Long, lanky, sidewinder, and you need that lefty-lefty guy. So the bullpen, Clay Holmes is still there, of course. The bullpen has been sturdy. It's been rock solid. And Clay Holmes, I still believe, is going to come in big spots in October. However we want to feel about that, there are spots. I still am a believer in Clay Holmes' stuff. Now, the result hasn't been there, especially in the second half. But the stuff, if they find, as the Yankees would call it, lanes for Clay Holmes to thrive in, he's going to be there. So the bullpen is deep. It's just a matter of not having, let's say, the names we're accustomed to in recent years. But the guys are thriving in their current role. So I don't look at the bullpen even though a couple of weeks ago that might have been the talk. The bullpen, this isn't sinking this team. So what exactly could hold the Yankees back in October the rest of the way? Maybe fundamentals, maybe defensive lapses, maybe base running, mental blunders, maybe they overthink a roster decision or they don't They don't go straight forward with Cole Rodon heel. But I don't really see that being the reality. How could they not? This team is primed and ready. Look at every single lever we would discuss. There's nothing that's actually sinking this team when we look at it on paper. We just watch these games. I was thinking about this a lot last night as the Yankees, they haven't done everything perfectly lately, but they've won. They've had these character builders. They've had these wins in late innings. They found a way to get it done, which you need to do. Nobody cares how you win in October. Oh, we just care that you win. And that's what they're doing. I was thinking, oh, what could hold this team back? I've had it in my gut since March and April, this team could do something special. Then it tapered off a little bit. Then we needed to find out, okay, well, who's doing the job of the bullpen? How is this rotation rounding out? Is Gerrit Cole going to be that guy this year? And all of it's been answered in the affirmative. This lineup is deep. This rotation is ready. This bullpen is raring and ready to go. So the only thing that can stop the Yankees, in my mind, rest of the way, is themselves. 888-808-1019. And that's why I'm not as scared of a Houston this year. I'm not. I want to play them because I think I'm not asking for Houston, but I want the Yankees to overcome that bugaboo. You want to beat that arch nemesis. You want to overcome them if this is going to be the year the Yankees go back to the World Series. But I'm not as worried about a Houston this year because 2019, and I look at that as the year, not 2017, because we know there was a lot going on there behind the scenes. We also know the Yankees were maybe a year ahead of schedule. 2019, I look at as the year where the Yankees were the closest to overcoming Houston, talent-wise, and they took them 6 games. They were really, really close. And that Yankee team was still at a talent deficit to the Houston Astros, in my mind. Outside of Houston, even 2018, look at the Red Sox. That was a world beater. They won 108 games. They steamrolled through the postseason. Yankees were at a talent gap. 2020, I think Tampa was better. 2021, who knows, because Cole struggled in the wild card game. We don't know how a series would have played out against any of those teams. But look at the recent examples of series. I think the Yankees were an uphill climb with talent. That's not the case this year. They can out-talent anyone in this league. The only thing that can stop the Yankees is themselves. They're not going to be stopped by their own starting pitching, their own lineup, their own bullpen. It's self-inflicted wounds, defensive blunders, mental errors, base running, maybe a roster decision that costs them if they overthink something. The Yankees play their best players. They roll them out there. And guys just play the way they've been playing because for the most part, Yankees have been rolling and just finding a way. It's not always pretty, but they're finding a way. What's stopping this team? I don't think anything. It would only be themselves. 888-808-1019. Emmanuel Barbari with you until 3 o'clock. Then it's Rutgers football. Lead it off with Joe in Franklin Square. Joe.
Emmanuel, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Joe?
Good. Errors aside, which you can't control, you use the right word, overthink. I'm watching the Yankees recently struggle, and not because of Soto and Judge and the bullpen, and it's all been great. It's against teams like Oakland and weak teams. When do they take advantage, low in the lineup, instead of Boone overthinking situations? Just the other night, they had first and second and nobody out in a close game, I'm sure. I don't remember all these 1-1 games, 2-1 games.
A lot of 1-1 games lately.
Trevino is at the plate and Boone is doing the right thing. Trevino is trying to bunt. He has a 2-0 count with first and second. Why do you take the bunt off? Why does Boone overthink it and get cute and take the bunt off on a 2-0 count when you could have easily walked to load the bases or bunt them to second and third? And what does Trevino do? Lazy fly ball to center field. In a Houston series, in the playoffs, when it's that same situation, is that what he's going to do again in the sixth inning of a 1-1 game, take the bunt off on a 2-0 count with someone like Trevino up who we're lucky he's in that spot right there where he can bunt and up in the count 2-0?
No, I'm curious how stuff like that's going to go. Now, in all fairness to Aaron Boone, I think one of the Yankees' problems, and this is why I say the only thing that could stop them is themselves, is they don't have a lot of guys who bunt well, who do those things well. Like Anthony Volpe, I think of a scenario recently where he popped up a bunt in a huge spot. And Anthony Volpe definitely should be a guy at the bottom of the order with his speed, with his contact ability. He's not the power guy this year as he's made adjustments. Volpe should be a guy who should put a bunt down 9 times out of 10. And it didn't seem like he knew how to do it. So in fairness to Boone, I think it's more of a personnel thing. The Yankees have to execute the fundamentals lately. Now, I think they're doing a good job of it, pulling out tight games, but it's not always clean. And that's something they're going to have to do because talent isn't going to be the issue. It's going to be executing in those spots.
And guys like Chisholm and Volpe, like last night, as soon as they get on base late, they should be going. They're not going on the first and second pitch. They're just standing there. They're not utilizing their strengths.
Yeah, and I think we've seen a lot more of that. Joe, thanks for the call. Appreciate you making it. We've seen a ton more of that since Jazz has gotten here. Yankees just utilizing their overall athleticism. It's a breath of fresh air. It's a different dimension of this team that we haven't seen in recent years. We really haven't seen that. When have we seen a Yankee team double stealing? And on a semi-regular basis? We haven't. Jazz has injected an energy the Yankees have desperately needed. And brought more out of the other guys who have that athleticism and now are more comfortable to use it in those spots of the lineup, those spots of the game. So I think the Yankees have done a much better job of that, and it's one of the things that's going to help them in October. But it's about execution. It's about not having that mental base running error that other teams are going to face maybe won't have in October. All these teams are elite or close to it that you're going to face. Defense, are you going to have a big defensive blunder in the outfield? Roster decisions, are you going to overthink something? I think if the Yankees play their best, there's nothing standing in their way outside of the Yankees themselves. 888-808-1019. Here's Dan and Brick. Dan, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call, and I won't take too much time. Just anecdotally, it doesn't seem that the Yankees are built to beat the number one pitcher for any other team. They seem to lose the close, low-scoring games, and that's going to kill them in the postseason. I'm hoping you have the fact to either corroborate or prove this to be wrong.
That's an interesting point, Dan. I think they've struggled with that in the past. I have not noticed that as much this year. Now, there have been instances like we saw with Kansas City last homestand where Seth Lugo completely shut them down. It was untouchable. But that's going to happen here and there. I have not noticed that to be a trend like recent years where the Yankees are always shut down. And actually, the number I would look at if I want to corroborate, like you said, against plus 500 teams over 500 this year, Yankees are the best record in baseball. Now, they've struggled a little bit with teams that are maybe around 500, beneath 500 at times, but the Yankees have beaten the best of the best this year. And lately, not all year, remember they had a lot of struggles with extra innings early in the season, but lately they're winning a ton of extra inning games, a ton of one-run games, so I'm encouraged about the Yankees' ability to win in October, but we have seen warning signs throughout the year, and you just hope it doesn't pop back up.
Yeah, I'm curious, and I'll hang up. What is their record against five pitchers above 500, even that low a hurdle?
Teams above 500, it's 47-30.
Pitchers above 500.
Pitchers with an above 500 record, I wouldn't even judge it on that. I would judge it on the best ERAs in the league, not the best record in the league, right?
All right, best ERAs. Pick something, but it just seems that they end up losing those games. I feel like Cole has to win 2, maybe 3 games in a series for the Yankees to go far.
I'll try to find a number for you that corroborates on best ERAs in baseball. I've not noticed to my naked eye a trend of the Yankees getting shut down by great pitching this year. I think they've actually hit some of the guys who have made them struggle and have really made them a quick exit in the past. But I look at it, I'm glad you mentioned Cole. I look at it like the Yankees have the guys to stack up. They just need to scratch across a few runs and play their brand of baseball. Garrett Cole and the rest of the rotation, that's been a strength of this team all year where they can win those low-scoring games and they can keep teams off the board.
Well, hopefully you're right, and hopefully the guys, the third, fourth, and fifth hitters are starting to get hot just at the right time, and Rizzo can pick up that production out of first base.
Yeah, you would hope so. Dan, appreciate the call. That's what you hope for the final week of the season or so, is that these guys who they're finding ways to win, but not everybody's clicking hot at the right time at this very moment. You want Stanton, who's been scuffling, to get hot again. Wells, who's been scuffling. I'm not sure if it's completely related to when he got hit in the hand with the pitch, but you look at the numbers since that moment, he hasn't been the same Austin Wells. Plus, he's allowed to struggle. Wells has been so good at every turn this year and handling the duties so exceptionally as the rookie catcher, but you want Wells to get going again. You want Judge and Soto hot at the same time once again, even though we've seen flashes of that lately. Soto, thankfully, okay from that slide into the wall, gets scratched late last night, comes in, ho-hum, RBI double off the bench. And like I said, anything, and we're going to unpack this a little bit further, but anything from the Anthonys at the bottom of the order, Rizzo, Volpe, that is gravy. You don't need it, but we know it's still in there with Anthony Rizzo. Maybe not as consistently as the past, but it's in there. Volpe, in October, if you get more of what we saw very early in the season from Volpe, and we know what he can do defensively, this is all a plus offensively, Yankees are in great shape in that order, up and down. But the only thing I see stopping them with the personnel, they can out-tell anybody, it's themselves. It's shooting themselves in the foot. It's not what any opponent's going to do to them. 888-808-1019, the number to call. Emmanuel Barbari with you until 3 o'clock. Then we hand it over to Rutgers football. Continue with your calls, but there was a massive development we probably didn't notice last night in Oakland and could bode really well moving forward. Share that with you. And the Mets have a decision to make with a guy they thought was going to be their ace coming into the year, and now he's not part of the rotation. Unpack that as well. Emmanuel Barbari with you right here on The Fan.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.